Hey, it's good to see you. Welcome back. Today, St. Alphonsus gives us three reasons why mental prayer is important. And actually, when you read his writings, to say that mental prayer is important in his mind is actually an extreme understatement. In his mind, mental prayer is critically important. Now, before we get into the three reasons, if you're sitting there thinking, well, I don't even know what mental prayer is, you know, we shouldn't feel too bad about it because, you know, I started full-time ministry in 1999. And it's only recently that I have discovered what mental prayer is. And for the life of me, now knowing what I know about it, I can't understand why there's not a greater emphasis in this in the life of the church in terms in conferences and talks. I don't know why. Because in the mind of like St. Teresa of Avila or St. Alphonsus, it's absolutely essential if we want to become a saint, if we want to grow in holiness. And I think sometimes in our prayer, the Lord is really merciful and kind, and he can lead us into mental prayer without us realizing we're praying that way. We don't realize we're meditating. But in any case, I'm going to share with you three reasons why St. Alphonsus thinks it's important. And then at the end of the video, I'll give you a resource on St. Alphonsus's method of mental prayer. St. Alphonsus writes, "In the first place, mental prayer is necessary in order that we may have light on the journey we are making towards eternity. The eternal truths are spiritual things which are not seen with the eyes of the body, but only in the mind of consideration. He that does not meditate does not see them. Therefore, he walks with difficulty on the way of salvation." I want you to imagine going into a dimly lit room that you've never been in before. And before you, in that room, there's two things to discover. First is the trash, the other is the treasure. But because it's dark, you can't see either. But when the light goes into the room and it illuminates the place, what do you see first? Well, maybe it's the treasure. And you go over to that treasure and you realize now what you have discovered and how wealthy you are. The other thing is you look over and you see the trash. And what do you do with the trash? Well, you take it out. You do a house cleaning. And so it is with mental prayer. When we enter into mental prayer, the light of God touches our soul. And we see those two things. We see the trash and we see the treasure. What is the treasure? The treasure that we discover in mental prayer are those eternal truths. God's love, his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness. The treasure is not information. It is revelation. It is what God has revealed to us to be true and good and necessary for our eternal salvation. If you remember in scripture, that man who found that treasure, Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a man who goes into a field and finds a treasure. What does the man do? He goes and he sells everything and then he purchases that field. This is what the treasure does in our life in mental prayer. The revelation is Jesus himself. And when we find him in prayer, it causes a response within us to say, God, I surrender everything over to you. I sell everything in pursuit of you. So that's a treasure. In mental prayer, we don't just see the treasure, but we also see the trash. And what's the trash? Of course, it's our defects, our sin. But without the light, we can't see either. We will never encounter or recognize those eternal truths. And the other thing is, without that light, we will not know ourselves and see our defects. And that's a problem because then you can't repent. You can't turn away from something that you don't see, at least not intentionally. And so in mental prayer, God reveals to us the beautifulness of himself, and then he shows us our defects. And both are necessary in order to grow in the spiritual life. In the second place, without mental prayer, we have no strength to resist temptation and practice virtue. St. Teresa used to say that when man leaves off mental prayer, the devil has no need of carrying him to hell, for he throws himself into it of his own accord. Do you want to persevere in the race of faith? Well, then you need the grace to run the race. St. Gregory said that before God grants the grace, he desires to be asked. Now, it's not up to us to question why. This is the way God is, and he has set everything up this way. The fact is, we should be grateful. Okay, grace is available, but God desires that we ask for the grace before he grants it. And we do this asking in mental prayer. At least that's one way that we can ask for this grace. Cardinal Bellarmine declared, "It would be morally impossible for a Christian who does not meditate to persevere in the grace of God. Whereas he who makes his meditation every day can scarcely fall into sin. And if unhappily he should fall occasionally, by continuing his prayer, he will return immediately to God. It was said by a servant of God that mental prayer and mortal sin cannot exist together." Have you ever noticed the correlation between participating in the sacrament of confession and prayer? You know, my observation is this: the people that go to confession regularly also pray regularly. And I think it's also true and can be said that people who do not pray typically do not go to the sacrament of confession. I think this observation just emphasizes the point that when we have mental prayer in our life, we will persevere in God's grace. St. Alphonsus's third point: meditation is the blessed furnace in which souls are inflamed with divine love. When the soul sits solitary, that is, remains alone in meditation, to consider how worthy God is of love, and how great is the love he bears to it, it will then relish the sweetness of God and fill its mind with holy thoughts. There, it will detach itself from earthly affections. There, it will conceive great desire to become holy, and finally resolve to give itself wholly to God. Last night, Janelle and I went on a date. And it was part of the date was going over to somebody's house for a nice meal. It was wonderful. And as we were driving there, I took a back road. We're driving down a grid outside the city, and it was dark, clear night, see the stars. It was beautiful, and we're driving. And when I looked up as I'm driving, I saw this, something caught my attention, a falling star. And Janelle saw it too. I'm like, "Look, a falling star. We see it coming down." And I said, "Make a wish." And then after this star, you know, burnt out, I said, "My wish came true. I wished that we would be together." And we were. We were right in that vehicle together, driving down that road. It was just a moment of us. And that's what love does. You want to be with the one you love. This is the effect of mental prayer. You are with the one you love. And the effect of that begins now, and it is to lead us to the completion of that in heaven for all eternity, to be with Jesus, the one we love. Share with me below what stood out to you and why. I love learning from you. Remember, I'm linking here at the end of this video. If you want to learn St. Alphonsus's method of mental prayer, this video is excellent. I'm leaving it for you. I highly encourage you to watch it if you want to go deeper in this area. And we will see you tomorrow.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. "All hail," said he, "the lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria."